This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family D Blathman, Le Fod and Assurim Shell, Abby Blathman and Tippy Friedman. Fes Elul, Wednesday the 7th of September, of David Eisenberg, the halachas relating to renovating a Beis Hamedrash.
Rabbi, wishing Shalom Aleichem. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak, giving me the opportunity to come here in London to share a few words with you, giving me the opportunity to prepare another shiur. And when I used to come to London a few years ago, I used to come for a koyo, used to come collecting. Every time I knew I was speaking, there were a whole bunch of people that knew it was time to hide. Baruch Hashem, I moved on from that. Nowadays, I have a position at the United Synagogue style shul. That's in the provinces. Nothing is properly United Synagogue. It's United Synagogue style shul. In a shul called Press Retrieval Congregation Shrubberies. And it's a wonderful job. And the job as a rav, I'm here for a conference of the United Synagogue Rabbis, Chief Rabbis Conference. And the Chief Rabbi of South Africa spoke yesterday, and he said, really, the job of a rav, or the job really of every yid, people should see a yid, Ashrei Shelim Dei Torah, the way he acts, the way he treats people, the way he learns, the way he approaches life, everything is Sheim, that Shem Shamayim is Mishayav Al Yodecha. So therefore, before Rosh Hashanah, it's all the jobs to bring in Malchus Hashem for ourselves, and as much as we can in the rest of the world. Now one of the things that we've done in our shul, we're trying now, we're in the midst of, you thought you leave Koilo, that's it, you're finished with fundraising. Now the fundraising really starts. You want to run a program, so you have to come up with money. That's pretty nice, you have to run around. So we're able to couple up with Eisha Torah. Eisha Torah is building the back of our shul. There was an old derelict hall that Eisha Torah has taken over now. They've built that as their Eish center. And now they're creating another Beis HaMedrash, chutz from that center, in our Beis HaMedrash, similar to the Beis HaMedrash, which is near Rabbi Kimchi's shul. Beis HaMedrash for university boys. They come every night from 8 to 10. And we decided we were going to go ahead and we were going to host this. And it was a big covert for us. And we'd like to have it on our campus. And in order to make it more presentable, shul hadn't been renovated in many, many years. So we decided what we need to do, what we'd like to do, is we'd like to renovate our Beis HaMedrash, put a new svarim, new flooring, new walls, new tables, new everything, mamish, to make, they gave it panim chadash just to make it look right. So this brought up different shailas. The shaila I'm going to speak about now wasn't even brought up, but when I started looking into it, this is really the first shaila that I came upon, and I'd like to just share this with you. A bit of lomdus and a bit of halacha, and maybe we'll finish with a bit of musa. So Gemara Bava Basra, when you speak about destroying or rebuilding a shul, the Gemara Bava Basra on Nachgimel Amid Beis in Perek HaShutfim. Gemara says, Amar Rav Chizda says, Lo Lister Inish Beik Nishta, a person should not destroy a Beis HaKnesses Ad Deboni Beik Nishta Achrit until you build another shul. Ikad Amri, some say the reason is, now what's the reason for that? Some say the reason is, Mishum Tzluye. I'm sorry, skipped a line. Mishum Shiusa. Some say the reason is because of Shia. Because what's going to happen is you're going to start destroying one Beis HaMedrash. And now it's time to build the next Beis HaMedrash. But as people who are in fundraising know, just because you've been promised the money doesn't mean that you're actually going to get the money. Sometimes people can't live up to their promises. Sometimes people tell you straightforward, I'm sorry, I thought I could help you with so and so much, I can't. You come up with certain hiccups. So you've destroyed the Beis HaMedrash, you're ready now to build another Beis HaMedrash, and suddenly you realize there's a big hole in the budget, we can't manage to build a new Beis HaMedrash. So you can't build a new Beis HaMedrash. Now it'd be fine if you left the old Beis HaMedrash standing, but what you did is you pulled down the old Beis HaMedrash, now you don't have a place to daven at all, because the old one's down and you don't have enough money for the new one. So, Ikan Amri Rishim Pshiusa, some say the problem is it's going to come to Pshia, Ikan Amri Mishum Tzluye. Some say it's nothing to do with Pshia. We're not worried you're not going to come up with the money. You have the money, fine. Do you know what the problem is? What are you going to do in the interim? Where are you going to daven? You're going to shut down the shul. You're going to say, for now, for the next 3 months, no davening. What are you going to do? Daven by the koysel, your own wall at home. It's not a solution. Your wife says, my bye, nigh, okay. So you have two reasons why you shouldn't destroy one Beis HaMedrash and build another Beis HaMedrash. What's the difference between these two reasons? So see soon, there's a machlokes gesoris. We'll see soon if there's an afkamin at all between these gesoris. But ikir emanayim, either the ikir bekenishta achrita, there's another shul, or the ikir mokum nitzluyim. You have a place to daven. So again, let's go back to the two reasons. The two reasons were either because you won't have a place to daven, or because you might not end up being able to rebuild your shul. So if the problem is I don't have a place to daven beseder, I have another shul, I can rent another house, we can make a minyan, a makeshift minyan somewhere for 2-3 months until we renovate our Beis HaMedrash. Fine, we're okay. According to that reasoning, there's no reason not to go ahead and not to destroy the Beis HaMedrash and build a new one. Because you have a Bokul Mitzvah, you have a place to daven, what's the problem? I'm not going to shut down the minyan. Masha Ein Kane, the other tzad, who says, Mishum Shiusa, he says, the fact that you have a place to daven now does not mean that you're going to end up building a new shul. Even if you have the money, we'll see soon, we're still choshed. You have the money, maybe Pidyon Shmuel will come up. Maybe you'll end up spending the money on something else. So you'll end up without the money. So what are you going to do? So if you have a place to daven, says Gemara, that's going to be the halach nafgamina between one and the other, because if it's mishum tzluye, that you don't have a place to daven, you do have a place to daven. If it's mishum pshiyusa, if the question is you're going to not rebuild the Beis HaMedrash that you're meant to build, that problem still exists. Then he tells over Amaris, Maremo Mazutra, Sasu Uvanu Be Kaita, Besitva, Uvanu Be Sitra Be Kaita. It seems that they had two shuls, or maybe it was one shul, it was two studying in Tysis, but they had a winter shul and a summer shul. In those days where there was no air conditioning, and I'm sure people can think back just 10 years ago, there wasn't that much air conditioning around either, it was hot. So they had two different types of buildings. They had the summer shul and the winter shul. The summer shul had a lot of windows, had a lot of ventilation. It was very, very good to down there in the summer. In the winter, it'd be too cold. The winter shul had a smaller ceiling, had less windows, smaller windows, not to let in too much cold. So what they did is in the summer they used to build the winter shul, and in the winter they used to build the summer shul. They used to fix it up, and this way it wasn't a problem. The Gemara then says, "Over the Ravina Rashi is what we mentioned before. Gov zuzi amachti. If you have the money already, my amalei, give me some of the pidyon shulim. Maybe you have pidyon shulim. You're not going to be able to build your shul. So even if you have the money, all the money is there. There's a check in the account. It's cleared. It's good. You still can't go ahead and destroy one Beis HaMedrash and build another one because a mitzvah pidyon shulim might come up. You might have to take that money instead of building a shul. The mitzvah pidyon shulim seems to be even bigger. You'll have to spend that money on that. Okay, we spend $100,000 on trying to get somebody out of jail. Now we're back to saying that we have a £100,000 deficit for our shul. We can't build it, but we've already destroyed the other one. Now we're left without a shul. So therefore, you should first build the other shul, and then you should destroy the current shul that you have so that you'll never come to the problem of shia." That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara just finishes off. That's all if he didn't see that there's an issue with a crack in the building. If there are cracks in the walls or the building's falling apart, so at that point you say, well, we can't destroy the building. Well, you want it to collapse on somebody, Chas v'Shalom? Of course, at that point, when you see that there's a real issue with the Yesoides HaBinyan, when the building is built badly and you need to take it down, so you need to take it down. That's the Gemara finishes off. There's a similar Gemara in Megillah and Daf Vav Mubeis, and a lot of the Halachas of Beis HaKnesses actually come from Maseches Megillah, in that fourth parak, Bnei Ho'ir. So Nafcha Vav Mubeis over there, the Gemara says as follows. Tells a story. Rami Ba Abba have a Koboni Beit Knishta. Rami Ba Abba was building a Beit Knishta. Have a he Knishta Atikah, there was this old shul. Have a boy in the mystery. He wanted to destroy that shul. Asuya Velivni Ukishuri Mine. He wanted to take the bricks and the beams from there. He figured, why should we pay for new bricks? We have an old shul that we're going to destroy anyway. If we destroy it with seichel, take it apart slowly, then we can reuse the bricks. Reused bricks are cheaper. You don't even have to buy them. So why don't we take those? So, Yosef Ekomibayle, Hoda Rav Chizda, what Rav Chizda mentioned, when Rav Chizda says, Lelistra Beit Knishta and Abona Beit Knishta Achit, you should not destroy one Beit Knishta until you build another Beit Knishta. That was because of Pshia, because we're afraid maybe he won't end up building the second Beis HaMedrash. But Kihai Gav Namai, are you allowed to do this or you're not allowed to do this? He came to Rapapa, asked Rapapa shyly, said, can I do this? Rapapa said, no, you cannot destroy this Beis HaMedrash in order to take the bricks and the mortar from here and bring it over there. Whereas we had two shittas over here that said, there was nobody that said you were allowed to do that. There's still a problem of pshiusa. So seeing the Gemara, that is not so partial. You cannot just decide to take down one Beis HaMedrash and build another Beis HaMedrash. First you have to build a new Beis HaMedrash, and only then are you allowed to take down the Beis HaMedrash. Now, question was, okay, so what do you do about renovating your Beis HaMikdash? You want to redo your Beis HaMikdash? Can you or can you not redo it? So now this shaila will depend on, let's go back and let's try to figure it out. The shaila will greatly depend on whether we pass them like the manda amalitzluyeh or the manda amalitzluyusa. Which means to say, if we're going to take down the Beis HaMikdash, and the problem is, well, when you take down this Beis HaMikdash, you'll have nowhere to daven, so I say, no, I have another shul to go to. So okay, so renovate your Beis HaMikdash from today till tomorrow. But if the problem is Mishum Shiusa, that you cannot redo the Beis HaMikdash until you have to first build it, and then you have to redo it, and then you can only take it down, Mishum Shiusa, maybe you'll run out of money, maybe the budget will suddenly go bust. So what are you going to do? How can you go ahead and how can you play around with the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe you're going to run out of money. Maybe it's going to go bust. So this depends on these two tzedakot. So what do we pass like halacha lemaisa? Do we pass like the tzad of mitzluyeh? Or do we pass like the tzad of pshiyusa? Says the Rosh over here in Baba Basra, and this is in Parak Aleph, Simon Dalit. You can't destroy Beis HaMikdash until you build another Beis HaMikdash. The two reasons we mentioned before, one says because of Shia, and one says because you need a place to daven. My by Nayu, what will be the difference? The difference will be, you have a place to daven. And it tells the Maisa we said before, Mereira Azutra, Sashio Bona Bekaita Besitua, Besitua Bekaita. Mereira Azutra destroyed the summer Beis HaMikdash in the wintertime, and the winter Beis HaMikdash in the summertime. How were they able to do that? Should we have Maisa Lister? Because we said, Mishum Shiusa, you're not allowed to do that. So you had a place to daven, but even if you have a place to daven, if you take down the summer shul, who says that you'll come up with the money to rebuild the summer shul, even though you're davening in the winter shul right now? So that's why the Rosh points out inu savrishum tzluye the havelay duchel tzluye that merema umazutra that were renovating the summer Beis HaMikdash in the winter time and the winter Beis HaMikdash in the summertime, that was because they held mishum tzluye. They didn't hold that there was going to be a pshia. They weren't nervous that you're going to lose the money suddenly and you weren't going to be able to rebuild it. They held that it was because you wouldn't have a place to daven. In the summer, you have a winter Beis HaMikdash in the winter. You have the winter Beis HaMikdash in the winter, so you could build the summer one. And you have the summer Beis HaMikdash in the summer, so you could build the winter one. There was no problem with Makom Itzluya. Then he goes on and says, Amale Rabin Ramashi Gobe Zuze Manchimai. The Gemara then continued on and said, if money was lying in the bank account, it was all cleared, you could definitely start, you could give the check to the contractor tomorrow. What's the halacha? So he says, Inus, so, and the Gemara said, you're not allowed to do it. Why are you not allowed to do it? So now we have the other tzad. They're not going to hold because of Makom Itzluye. The Vard is Mishum Shiru, so you'll find another place to daven. But Im Kozeh, the Gemara said, maybe Duma Misramele Pidyon Shvuim. Maybe, even though you have the money already, a mitzvah Pidyon Shvuim is going to come. You're going to have to go and spend that money on Pidyon Shvuim. And even though you thought you had your whole budget, in the end of the day, you don't have the budget. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. So we see in the Gemara, different tzadim. One side of the Gemara, Memei Ramazutra, seemed to go along with Mitzluyei, whereas the question of Ravina asked Rav Ashi seems to be going on from the Pesach we see is going on with Shiyusa. What do we do? Halacha lemaisa. The Hilchas HaKavasayu, the Halachas like them, that were Choshel Shiyusa. The Afilo Yikke Duchte Litzluyei, also Mishum Shiyusa. The Halacha lemaisa is that even if you have a place to daven, it's nevertheless, it's also why? Because of Shia. And then he points out again, as long as there's no real problem with the Yisrael Disabinion. If the building is crumbling, then you have to do it. You have to do it. So we see the Rosh, Paskins, the Halach, and the Maisa, Mishum Shiusa. Even though there's different starting in the Gemara, it seems, I mean, he doesn't even bring this, but the stomach of Gemara in Megillah is Mishum Shiusa. As well as over here we have Ravina asking Rav Ashi, and the pshat and the psak being pshiyusa. Therefore we say the halacha is because of pshiyusa. That's what we said. The Rambam similarly, in Hilchos Tevila, Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Yud Beis. You cannot destroy one shul to build another one in its place. Or somewhere else. You build the other one, then you destroy this one. Maybe there'll be an oinus. So again, he's going along with the mandar of Mishum Shiusa. He doesn't say because you don't have a place to daven. The problem is, maybe you'll have an oinus. Maybe you won't be able to pay all the bills, then you'll have half a shul, and that's it. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. So we see over here both the Rosh and the Rambam passing like this, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Beis Seif Aleph, it's passing halacha as well. Shulchan Aruch says, you cannot destroy one shul to build another shul. Maybe they'll have an oinus and won't build the other one. First you build the other one, and only then are you allowed to destroy the other one. So it would seem from the Rosh, from the Rambam, from the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to do anything to a shul until you've built the new shul. That would seem the halacha l'maisa. So here's the way out of this. So over here is a Taz. And the Taz quotes Aran. And this comes back to what I said before, that there's a machlokes hagirsois in the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara and let's read the two girsois. And then we'll see there's a machlokes Taz among Avram, which will then go with this machlokes two girsois. The Gemara and Baba Basra that we had read said as follows. Again, this is Daf Gimel on the base. Amar Rav Chisda, loy lister inish beknishta, a person should not destroy Beis HaMedrash, ad the bonu beknishta achrit until you build another shul, ikid ami samsei mishum shirusa, because you're not going to end up rebuilding the shul, ikid ami mishum tsuye, and some say no, because you won't have a place to daven. My bainayu, what's the difference? Ikid bainayu, the difference is the ikid, either the girsa was, duchta litzluye, a place to daven, or beknishta achrit, or another shul. Which on the surface doesn't seem to make so much of a difference. What difference is there if there's another place to daven or if there's another shul? So Taz says now, over here, I'm going to start with the Mogen Avraham because the Taz really gives the explanation. If you look at the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham says, Shema Yera, V'chein, Afilu Yeshnei Beis HaKnesses, Osu, Kach Matzosu V'Gimara. Even if there's two Batei Knesios, even if there's another shul in town, so what's the problem? You won't have a place to daven, you will have a place to daven. I mean, it's very difficult because they always say you always have to have one shul you don't go to. Yeah? So how are you going to get around that problem? But I guess when you're rebuilding, you'll have to suspend that rule for 3 months. For 3 months, we'll make shalom, and then I don't want to speak to you again. But the Magen Avraham says, even if you have two shuls in town, also, and he writes, Kach Matzos Gemara, Azoi Shtidin Gemara, Mufush Gemara. He's saying, I'm not making this up, this is a Gemara. The Taz, on the other hand, brings B'Shem the Ran, the Chos of Aran, and the Ran says, Delaman de Oma Mishum Shiusa, Kol Man Oma Mishum Shiusa, De Misrashli Milib Noise, you're not going to build it, Umi Yom Mishum Inzheim Le Yelem Mokim Kavuali Spalel, in the days in between the one other place Kavuali Spalel, Ava Vadai Kol She Yeshla Mezak Neses Acher Kavua, if they have another show which is Kavua, Le Kule Al Mishori, you're allowed to. Doleke mishum tsluye, there's no problem with shum tsluye, but loy mishum shiusa, we're not chashir of shius either. De ilu de shius, shleim no loyam leke man de chayish, was it? He's saying to say a shia that what, you're going to build half a building, it's just going to stand there like that, you'll never come up with the money? We're not chashir, you'll never come up with the money. Don't never say never. You'll come up with the money, so if it's not right away, I'll take and send half a year to build, it'll take a year to build it. There's another shul to daven at. So tsluye, you have a problem with tsluye? No, you have a place to daven. Shiusa, you have a problem that you're not going to finish this building? No, at the end of the day, one day you will finish the building. If it's not within the time, and I think most people in building will tell you, you never finish anything on time, but if it's not within the time, it's later, so you'll finish a little bit later. Or even later than that. But you'll get there in the end. That's what the Taz says. The Taz says you're allowed to, if there's another base, Knishta Kavuya, then you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to be source of this Beis HaMedrash, because we're not choshish that you're not going to rebuild the other Beis HaMedrash. So what's the machlokes? Especially because the Mogen Avraham says, Kach Matzos B'Gemara. I find the Gemara. How can the Taz argue with an open Gemara? So this goes back to what we were saying before, and I found this in Machlokes HaShekel, and I found this as well in the Pulpul HaRift over there in the Rosh in Baba Basra. They both say this very beautiful pshat over here. And that's as follows. When we said in the Gemara, the two Gersois that I mentioned, Ika Mokim Litzmuyeh, or there's Ikebei Knishta Achrit. So if you learn the Gemara, the Taz learns the Gemara, the Ikemokim Litzluye, there's a place that you have a place to daven. So the Machlokes of Gemara goes as follows. Rav Chisda says a person should not destroy a Beis HaMedrash until he builds another Beis HaMedrash. Why? Some say because it's a Shia, you might end up never rebuilding it. Some say because you don't have a place to daven. What's the difference? What would be the nafgamina between the two of them? The nafgamina between the two of them is if you had an interim solution shul. That means what did you do? You went and you rented some place here on PPA and you opened it up a little bit and that's it, you have a shul. How long? 4 or 6 months until we renovate our shul. That's what you've done. So says the Manda Oma Mishum Shiusa, I'm a bit nervous over here, because that's not really a shul. That's a house that you rented for 5 months, for 6 months. Who says that's going to remain? So I'm not so comfortable with your mokum nitzluye. I'm not comfortable with your place that you're davening. And as far as the bank account is concerned, even if you have the money, maybe you'll end up having to spend the money on something else. So you won't have a place to daven. And you won't, because the rent or for whatever, you won't pay the rent or whatever might happen over there, that place will go away. And you will have destroyed your Beis HaMedrash and you won't have built a new Beis HaMedrash. So you're stuck, you're left with nothing. Says the Taz, yes. But that's only if we're talking about the Mokum Nitzluye. That means you've taken a house on one of the roads here in Golders Green, converted it for time being into a shul, and you want to see if that is going to survive. So says the Taz, that the Mandar Marishum Shiyus is a little bit uncomfortable with. And that's what the Gemara means. You have a place to down, that's an interim solution. What would be the case if it's not an interim solution? Instead of an interim solution, you have a real shul. You have a base Knesset Kavua. Says the Ran, and the Taz quoting the Ran, paskins like this. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara didn't say the Ike base Knishtachim. It didn't say you had another shul. The Gemara said the Ike Mochim Mitzluye. If you have an interim solution shul that you rented some kind of place on one of the roads here, and then you want to see if that's going to survive for 6 months, it might not survive for 6 months. And then you'll have destroyed your shul, you won't have a place to daven, you're stuck. But if you have a Beit Knishtach Rita, if you have a Mokum Kavua, a shul which you know is not going anywhere, it's not just a flat, it's not just a house that's been converted into a shul, it's an actual shul, there says the Taz is no sofik. That the Gemara never spoke about. That's not shot in the Gemara. So the Taz is learning this into the Gemara, saying because the Ikem Mokum Mitzluya, there's a place to daven. What does the Mogen Avraham say? Well, Avraham says that's not my gersa in the Gemara. This is how the Matzah Shekel, again, as the and the Bepul Harifta explain it. That's not my gersa in the Gemara. My gersa in the Gemara is the Ike Beknishta Achriti. It's not the nafkamina whether I can find some kind of interim solution place to daven when I find some flat or some kind of a house that's converted into a shul. The nafkamina between the manom mishum shiyusa and the manom mishum nitzluye is if there's a real shul. Even if there's a real, live, functioning shul that you can go to, you still, nevertheless, cannot do it because of shiyusa, because you might not end up rebuilding your own shul. So therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, I read the Gemara like this. The Mano Shemilitzluye says, you might not have a place to daven. But if you have a shul, then you are allowed to destroy your Beis HaMedrash to rebuild it, because you have a shul to go to. The Mano Shemilitzluye says, no, even if you have a shul, not an interim solution, you have a shul, you still can't go and destroy it. Because, I don't care that you have a shul. And therefore, if you look at the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham will tell you, I read the Gemara one way. I see straightforward from the Gemara that even if you have a shul, you're not allowed to. Because he learns the Girsa de Ikevek Nishta Achrika. Whereas the Taz says, no, that's not the Girsa. The Girsa de Ikemokum Nitzluye, there's a place to daven. A place to daven means an interim solution. But if you have a real shul, a real solution, then you are allowed to go ahead and destroy your Beis HaMedrash in order to rebuild it. What do we pass in Aloha Lamaisa? So in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings both Tzadim, and he doesn't Paskin. This is in the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Nun Beis, Sif Kotten Hei. Ve'edrikoit Beis Agnes Kavu B'yesh Shechoylem Nispal Shom Kulom Taz is Matam Agravom Ois V'chagam Ve'ayim B'Alocha. What's he saying B'Alocha? This is B'Alocha Diyo Maskel Shelo Yivnu Ha'acher. He brings the Mishabura this machlekes taz among Rav Ami. He says a lot of achrayim go one way or another. Lanias daiti, since it's only an issa derabbanan, because destroying a base of medrash is an issa deraisa. As we saw a few weeks ago, loy sasun kein l'Hashem lekechem. It says by the avodah zarah, kis mitzvah choysim ki toitzum as maseh choysim ki shaberun. What you should do is you take all the avodah zarah zachen and you should destroy them. You shouldn't do this to anything of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's is. So you see that you're not allowed to destroy a Beis HaMedrash. That's an Issur Deraisa. But the Issur Deraisa is destroying a Beis HaMedrash Chas V'Sholom. To take it down to renovate it, that's not an Issur. You're not destroying something. It's Tirah Manas Libnois. For sure you're allowed to do that. So there's no Issur Deraisa over here. And therefore, since there's no Issur Deraisa, and there are Rishonim and the Law Rishonim that go along with what the Taz says, he says in the bottom, that if you have a mochim kavua, the ikke bekishu kavua, shuim ein lahach mebaze. But he adds one caveat. Ach, kol ze dafke imes mesa kavua, yesh mochim lekulam berebach lispal. That's all if you don't have to squeeze in. If you're going to have to squeeze in, and a lot of people are going to say, I can't dominate the shul, it's too full. And there's 50 people standing in the back, standing room only. There's no room over here. At that point you have a problem. Then you're not allowed to do it. But otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Taz, that if you have another Beis HaKnesses Kavua in your area, doesn't have to be part of your shul, so you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to take down your shul in order to build another one. So that was, it seems that you are allowed to. As long as there's another shul in the area, you're allowed to. I spoke to Dayan Eretz yesterday at this conference. It gives you a chance to speak to the Talmid Chachomim and the Dayonim, the local Dayonim. So he said to me, that's all talking about Lister Beis HaKnesses. Now you want to take in, you want to take down the building and then rebuild it, and then you want to start afresh. But to renovate it, which means you're just going to move into the shul for a little bit and you want to renovate it, that for sure you can do. That, the whole machlokes over here is only about destroying it and building a new one. But with renovation, you wanted to tell me that this whole machlokes doesn't even apply. So when it comes to renovation, even if you're going to consider renovation, destroying a base, it's not Miguel over here, but even if you're going to consider renovation, list your base HaKnesses, most, if not all places have more than one shul, and therefore, we see, we pass like the Taz, and Mishavur passes like the Taz, and you have another place to go daven, it's fine. Just to end off, you know, many of us know the song, or the poem, Bilvavi Mishkan Evna Radal Kevoida, I will build a Mishkan in my lathe, Mishkan Mizbeach Osin, the Karni Hoida, and I'm going to put him in Zbeach. Or Ner Tomi, Ekachnes Eishra Akedo, I will take the Ner Tomi's Eishra Akedo. Or the Korban Akiv Lois Nafshi, the Korban and the Nefesh Ayachigo. I'm going to be a Mishkan, I'm going to be a Mikdosh for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I was just thinking now, Rosh Hashanah is just around the corner. We're all a Beis HaMedrash. When you speak about refurbishment, it's not only home refurbishment, it's yourself. Every Beis HaMedrash, you go around, you'll see there's a crack over here, there's some spar missing over there, there's something that could be fixed over here, something could be fixed over there. Not only in every regular Beis HaMedrash, but in every living Beis HaMedrash, every single one of us. To each his own, everybody knows what needs fixing or what doesn't need fixing. Now in Elul, it's a time to consider fixing. It's a time to think about rebuilding. I was thinking about it recently, that the greatest tragedy of Elul is that people don't use it. You have a month to sit, to think, to reflect this year. Learning, good, no good. Davening, good, no good. Chesed, good, no good. Relationship with my children, good, no good. You have so many things to think about. You got a whole month. The Rosh Hashanah says, I'll warn you, I'll give you a shofar from the beginning of Elul. Uru Yesheni Mishnasim in Adomi Tadamasim. Wake up! So many things to work on. In our own Beis HaMedrash, in our personal Beis HaMedrash. If we think about it, if we actually have a surveyor come round, look around our own Beis HaMedrash, take the time in Elul, this is the time not to think about it, and I'm talking to myself just as much as to anyone else. Take the time to think about it. What needs refurbishing? What needs changing totally? What needs taking down? What needs building up? And Yetz Hashem, if we go ahead and we try as much as we can to refurbish our Beis HaMedrash, Kodesh Baruch Hu will grant all of us a ksiva, chasiva, teva, a good gemen, shtiyar, yashakaya, fekamim.